it's important to make the right decisions, like when to go for it on fourth down, or when to kick the field goal, or go for the touchdown. It's also important to make the right insurance decisions, too. That's why my office, Trey McAdams State Farm, is here to help you select the right protection at the right price. Our office will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages, so you'll know what to expect when the unexpected happens. With Trey McAdams State Farm, it's easy to make the right call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud sponsor of the Tennessee Vols.
Tennessee basketball returns to the win column after a 68-56 win over the Mississippi State Bulldogs, and it can't go without being said. Chaz Lanier played a big role in setting the tone for Tennessee as they got back to the version that they want to be. My three takeaways following that SEC win over the Mississippi State Bulldogs. We'll start with Chaz Lanier. He was a big reason Tennessee was able to mount such a big run early in the game, an 8-0 start, and it came partly off of 2 3-pointers by Chaz Lanier. Both of those really showed where he was making a lot of his growth and progress that Rick Barnes truly has been harping on for the better part of this season. His first three came from the sideline, the far sideline, and there was a moment of hesitation, but all of the Vol fans were kind of already erupting, getting on their feet, and you saw him process it, get back into a shot, take the three, he sank it. The next one came off of Zakai Ziegler's steal, dished it to Lanier, and it was a catch and shoot three. And it was in that moment where you saw a lot of the progress when it came to the speed of the game of which he plays with, which we've not really seen too much of that. There were a number of threes he had tonight. He started 4 of 7 in 12 minutes of play, where a number of those were catch and shoot, catch and release threes. That shows a lot of the progress that he's been making so far this season. After practice earlier this week, where Barnes spent a lot of time talking to Lanier about where he needs to make practice, you're going to be guarded incredibly heavily. There was a number of times where there was a palm in his face. And you can even go back to the first three where he showed a little bit of hesitation. It was a contested three where there was a hand in his face and he still made it fall. There were a number of times in transition where he pulls up, sinks it, and it's nothing but net. He got a little slower in the second half, though. He missed his first three of his four attempts from the three-point line, but where he was continuing to build his confidence to take those perimeter shots was in his paint touches. That's the other area where Rick Barnes has been harping on, wanting him to get a feel from the paint, get more field goal attempts. He did that a couple of times. There was one example at the 6:52 mark, I believe it might have been in the first half, where he was driving to the rim, but he was guarded by three Bulldogs, so instead he dishes it out to Zakai Ziegler. As the shot clock winds down, he takes a layup. It doesn't fall. Igor Miličić gets the offensive rebound, kicks it out to Chaz Lanier, who has a catch and shoot three. So it just shows that his confidence is building by the way that he's being able to play on offense, and then not even to mention what he was doing on defense. He now had 23 points on the night. That is just the first time since Arkansas that he was able to have 20 plus points in a game, and he shot at a much better clip as well. He had 12 attempts. I don't think he's had that much here inside SEC play. He's been hovering around the 9 attempt mark. So that also shows you that he's more aggressive and more decisive in his shot selection and kind of maybe sometimes forcing the issue to build the habit of playing faster. That brings me to my second point. In the second half, or you had a little bit of those woes come back where you're letting a lead go away, and Tennessee allowed a 15-4 run for Mississippi State to get back into the ball game. A lot of it had to do with bad turnovers. You know, Rick Barnes mentioned it after Vandy when I asked him about those bad turnovers, and he described them as lifelines. You saw a number of that here again tonight. That continues to be another area where they need to improve. But who helped set the tone and swing momentum back in Tennessee's favor? Well, it came from an unlikely shooter, Felix Akpara, taking the three-pointer from the wing, his first of the season. He joked and said that'll be the last for a long time. And Rick Barnes, when I asked him about that momentum-changing play, he described it as when Danny White was at Notre Dame, and he's 100% shooter in his one game that he played in at Notre Dame back when he was with the Fighting Irish. He says, you know, he should just leave it like that, have 100% clip, and don't touch it ever again. And Felix kind of agreed with it, but it was a huge momentum shift. It was late in the shot clock once again, as that's kind of the tone of the first 4 minutes of the second half, and it's Jordan Gainey saving a potential turnover, kicked it to Felix Akpara from the wing, and he just absolutely swooshes it, and it was such a beautiful three and got everything back on track. My third point, Jemai Mayshak continues to be a force. He talked so much the last time they were home that he's a complete player. He has so much success on defense, but he's much more than just a defensive player. He has a lot of hoopness in him. He says, I'm a hooper, okay? I grew up really going to Parks and being someone that could play on offense. So it kind of was bothering him that he'd get these open looks on the perimeter and no one would be guarding him. Well, Rick Bonds is like, I'm fine if no one wants to guard him. He's going to take it anyway. Tennessee averages 3 corner threes a game. They had 3 tonight. One came from Igor Milicic, and Jermaine Mashak had 2 and 3 of those corner threes, both times left wide open, but he had a couple of them where it took a nice bounce, a favorable bounce into the basket, but you still counted, and he was 2 of 2 from the field, or from the three-point line, ended with 10 points, which I believe is just like the third or so time that he's had at least 10 points on the season. He's put together an incredible stretch, which Barnes highlights a lot of the work that he's been putting in the gym. He stays late in practice, and you really see that offensive side, the offensive skill that Jermaine Mashak has really developed here in the backstretch. But Tennessee gets back in the win column, a solid win for the Volunteers. I'll be back later this week for a couple of profiles that you'll certainly, I don't want to talk too much about it, a couple of profiles I'll have on Wednesday. You should certainly subscribe. It'll be with an LVFL, and then later in the week with Joan Cronin. So that'll be a really nice interview, and then back for Lady Ball basketball post-game report. So definitely subscribe. I'll be back later this week.